As you are, and I'm 18.
What do you know about child sexual exploitation?
What I know now?
Yeah.
Now that I've watched the thing, I know that it can affect loads of people. It doesn't matter what your gender, because I usually just thought the majority of the people affected was female. But now I know that quite a few young boys do get affected as well. So.
Do you find most stimulating?
Most stimulating. Yeah. I like the fact that they use a real life story, because I feel that makes it more real, like it can actually happen. And the fact that the people were close to like my age as well, so it felt more real.
My name is Charles and I'm 15 years old.
Hello Charles. What did you like about the performance?
It really opened my eyes to some of the issues that I didn't think were as prominent until today.
So what are the key messages that you would take away from watching that performance?
That we, especially youth, have to be careful who they make friends with online, and always be aware to people who might try to take advantage of them.
Dara, age 14.
Hello Dara. What were the key messages that you would take away from seeing the performance?
I would say the performance really reinforced the message that these people, these warped people, are almost very malicious, they're very manipulative, and they know exactly what they're doing. Some of the things that we, you know, especially at my age, would perceive to be normal, going online, chatting with people, can actually, you know, really open up these doors by which people can manipulate you. So it really resonated with me, and I'd say a lot of people of my age group would be able to reflect on it and possibly relate it to what they're doing in their current lifestyle.
How might you support a friend who you think might be caught up in child sexual exploitation?
Well, my instinct would tell me to go to the police straight away. If my friend did come forward to me and say something, I might go to a teacher. I'd advise them to tell their parents and guardians, because that's obviously people that you see every day, people who are closest to you. But I think you have to get the police involved in these situations. The people who do this are obviously horrible, nasty, malicious people, and we need to get the authorities involved to make sure that they don't pose a threat to anyone else and that they're locked up for what they do.
Hello Deborah. What were the key messages that you know, gained from watching the performance?
To be more aware when I'm online, and to make sure that the people I am talking to I trust, and that I know who they are. But even though I do trust them, don't put anything online that I'm not confident about.
And how might you support a friend who you think could be caught in child sexual exploitation?
Well, I would first talk to them and try and point them in the right direction, and hopefully if they can, they can themselves change the way they are with this person or whoever they feel uncomfortable with. But if it goes any further and they don't listen to what I say, I'd talk to an authority figure like my parents, their parents, a teacher, or the police, or one of the helplines on the card.
My name is Sajiva and I'm 14 years old.
Did you find the performance stimulating?
Yeah, I think it was really captivating, and it performed its purpose, and I think it was really good.
Great. Did you like the performance?
Did you find it was really good. I think it should have finished the play so that it showed the full performance, but it was really good because I knew what it was about. And
do you have any other suggestions that could make it better?
Yeah, just to finish off the performance, but other than that, it was really good.
How might you support a friend?
I think I should talk to them, but also tell someone, but not if they don't want me to tell someone. I don't think I should tell them, but maybe comfort them.
Brigida, I'm 16 years old.
What did you like most about the performance?
I liked how it was a real portrayal of real life, and that teenagers could relate themselves to the actors and the sort of the language that you used.
What were the key messages that you would take away from watching the performance?
I'd say about internet safety and change. My Instagram account's on public, so I changed that to private, and I'd check my information that's available on Facebook, possibly remove my phone number.